This is Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Cara Lawrence. Thanks for coming along. Once again, we're going to spend time in WMUK's Takeda studio with WMUK music contributor Craig Freeman. This time he's invited country artist Shayla Brown and guitarist Robbie Coates to sing some of their original songs in our studio and talk about Shayla's grounding in music with her family in Kalamazoo, her degree in music theater from Western Michigan University, and her experience as a country artist. Martin Clem is the audio engineer. Here's Craig Freeman.
So we are live in WMUK's Takeda studio with Shayla Brown and Robbie Coates. Thanks for coming in, guys. I appreciate having you here.
Thanks
for having us.
So we'll get your background and your history and all that soon. But first, I'd like to start out with your first tune. Let's just dive right in. So if you could tell us what tune you're going to be starting with.
This is a song called I'll Be All Right. Yeah.
was great.
Thank you.
That song kind of sounds like a pep talk to yourself. Are you kind of thinking internally and trying to give yourself just that boost? And the song's called "All I Know I'll Be Alright." So you're kind of talking to yourself and giving yourself that boost. What's that song about?
I'll start with how I started the process with the song.
Sure.
We're up north at the cabin, and it's up in the middle of the woods. So you're just out in nature. You have the tall pine trees around you, and all you hear is the wind and the birds and an occasional, you know, rustle in the leaves. But I was listening to the birds outside, and there was a bird that kept singing a song over and over again, and it was I took its melody. So the song that the bird sang was do 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 do. So I kept hearing that, and I'm like, wait a second, I could work with that, I could turn that into something. Yeah. And I had a mandolin up north with me, and I kind of figured out, you know, the chords that I would play along with that. And from there, came up with the melody for the chorus. And then being up at the cabin in the wilderness, I was surrounded by trees, stars, and was kind of thinking, when you have time and peace and quiet, you can kind of reflect and think about, you know, as long as you just keep going. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what next step to take, just take a moment and take it all in and just know you're going to be okay.
Sounds like you were in the perfect setting for all those things to take place. A little bit of background maybe about your personal history with singing. And did you start in grade school in choir, or what? Could you explain how you got started if you're classically trained?
Yes, so I have a lot of musical history. It started with my parents, and they had a recording studio in the basement of our house. So I grew up with music always in my basement. And depending on what kind of music it was, you know, my mom would either have us leave the house or we'd stay there. But it was something that was normal to me to be able to feel the floorboards kind of vibrate with music. And my parents were in a band together. They were always performing. And so I'd, you know, sing along with my mom when they were practicing at home. And I started singing with a choir when I was in third grade, the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. Mm-hmm. It's been going strong for years. And I loved being in the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. I think as far as the being able to work in a group environment and to learn how to read music, I think it really started there. To be able to hear different parts and to really work together as a group, I think that laid a nice foundation for where my music has gone since then. And I was in it until seventh grade. And then in college, I started my career at Michigan State University, and I went in undecided. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do something with music or possibly something with the veterinary program, because I love animals. And through that first semester I was there, I ended up surrounding myself with more music and more musical friends. I'm like, okay, all right, I think I'm going to do this music thing. So I the next year was a music major, an education music major. And I enjoyed that, learned a lot, and really wanted to do performance and musical theater performance. And there was no music theater program at Michigan State. There was the opera program. There was a theater program. So I ended up transferring here to Western and went into the music ed program, but was taking a bunch of music theater classes. And then again, realized, okay, I just need to audition for the music theater program. And I did that, and I ended up getting my degree in music theater performance from Western. So I've been trained classically. I took some jazz voice lessons there too. So jazz lessons, and I've also done music theater voice lessons. So I've kind of taken all of that training, and I pick and choose and kind of mesh it all together.
Wow. Yeah. You have a really diverse background with singing. I mean, the musical theater is great, and I can see that in your presence, your stage presence, even in the small studio.
Oh, thank you.
And I wonder how the musical theater background helped you. There's a thriving scene in Kalamazoo, and did that really help you in your performance?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah. So when I was in school, I was originally thinking I could get my music ed degree and use it as the like safety, you know. But one of the professors that I had said, you know, just if it's your passion, do it. So I'm so glad that I did switch to music theater performance, because I then took a lot more classes that I wouldn't have taken if I didn't. And the acting classes, improv, being up on stages in front of people, really working on interacting with your audience while being on stage, that all I think has helped me so much with performing with our band and engaging the crowd, and even just showing emotion through the songs. And some songs, you know, songs are telling stories. And so whether it's my story or not, sometimes I'll be singing a Carrie Underwood song talking about smashing headlights in a car. And that's not something I would never do. But I really enjoy kind of getting into that character and trying to get it out through the music. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. And then, Robbie, if you can give us a little bit of background about your history of music. You said Shayla's the creative force behind everything, but you certainly add your component as well with your guitar playing. What's your background with that?
My parents bought me a drum set when I was, I think, 4 or 5 years old and put it in the living room.
Always a good move.
And yeah, as a grown-up now, I look back and I'm like, what were you thinking? And a drum set never left the living room from then until probably college for me. So I grew up a drummer, started guitar lessons, you know, middle school, like most middle school kids do. And then got into high school and I was like, oh, I should probably learn bass. There's less strings. It should be easy enough. And learned that. And I was like, okay, I kind of like this. And when I met Shayla in college, towards the end of my college, and I was like, yeah, if you ever need a drummer, let me know. She's like, well, kind of need a bass player. And I'm like, yeah, if you ever need a drummer, let me know. Like, I'm ready. And she's like, yeah, I really need a bass player. And I was friends with their bass player. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, drummer. And eventually she wore me down. And I'm like, okay, I guess I can play bass too. And from then on, it's been awesome. And I think really then has been like a recharge for me as far as my music goes. I just always grew up playing in church, though, since, you know, probably like 7 years old. I think I was playing with the choir at church for their Christmas service and stuff, and then, you know, all the way through different worship bands and stuff. I've been playing since, you know, 7 years old, and still now, you know, downtown at the river. So yeah, I'd say that has a big to do with me just continuing on in my music career. And yeah, just giving me more exposure and playing with different groups and different people. So
that's great. It's certainly been a through line in your life from banging on cans in the living room to
right.
To now.
If you told me, you know, 15 years ago, like, you're gonna play bass in a country band, I'd be like, no, I don't think I am. But funny how that works out. So
yeah, life is funny like that.
It is.
Well, why don't we move on to some more music? If you could, maybe Robbie, if you can introduce the next tune for us.
Yeah. This one is called La La Love.
La all the time go? Did it blow away with the wind? All my friends are grown up and I still feel like a kid. I still love confetti cake and wishing on the stars, hoping for someone to steal my heart. And here we are. Life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more firming than the footprints in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're in love. La 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 love, baby please, life is short, so spend it with me. Growing old ain't easy, but I'll give it a shot with you. Don't need a white picket fence or a beach house in Malibu. What we've got is something more than I could ever dream. Weeks into years to eternity, I will never leave. Life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more permanent the footprints in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're in love. La 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 love, baby please, life is short, so spend it with me. One day little Junior will ask, how'd you know it's forever? We'll say what we said back then together. Life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more permanent the footprint in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're beloved. La 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 la, life is short, yeah, life is short. And life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more permanent the footprint in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're in love. Oh, la 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 love, baby please, life is short, so spend it with me. Baby, please, life is short, so spend it with me. Oh, baby, please, life is short, so spend it with me.
Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you. Wonderful.
That was another upbeat, happy tune. Mm-hmm. Do you take inspiration from what's going on in your life, or do you kind of paint these imaginary idyllic scenes?
Yeah. I'd say it's a little bit of both. So this song, I wrote this song with a friend of mine, AJ Pruce, and he had the idea of La La Love. The La 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 Love. And he saw that going somewhere. He's like, I really feel, you know, that's a good hook. I think it'll make a good song. I think he then pulled from his life. I pulled from my life. You know, so you kind of take experiences, feelings, emotions, events, and then sometimes that fits directly into a song, and sometimes you kind of twist it a little bit to fit the story of the song that you're creating. So I'd say emotionally, I think that this song works out pretty well. I kind of think of Robbie when I sing this one, because we were friends for quite a while and then realized, you know, he was my best friend and now we're married.
Look at that.
Yeah. So it's definitely pulling from real life and kind of adding in a little extra twist to fill out the story.
Robbie, do you do any singing at all, or are you mainly just a guitarist? What's your history with that?
Craig, my history with singing would be starting my Neil Diamond cover band and my senior year of high school.
I thought I recognized you.
Yes, yes. There's a YouTube video out there somewhere. That's all I will say. Yeah, that's literally where I started singing. And
do you do any background vocals or anything?
Yeah, yeah, I do. And Shayla's talked me into that and coursed me into that over the past 8 years. And it's like, yeah, I don't know how to sing harmony. And she's like, yeah, you do. And she's helped me so much. And it helps that we have nice long car rides a lot with each other. So I'm just like, okay, how do I do that? How do I sing this? And she'll walk me through it. So she has helped me a lot. So yes, I do sing backup vocals for her. Pretty much all of our full band gigs and our duo gigs, I'll sing a lot of backup, and I'll take a couple songs myself, some covers. And yeah, it's my weak point, and it is a learning experience continually. Because I'm just like, how do you hear that? How do you know how to sing that? She's like, well, how do you know how to play the bass like that? I'm like, I don't know. It I practice and I know it. And same thing. Your voice is just another instrument. So it's a learning experience for me, but I enjoy it.
Perspective is a weird thing, right?
Like, yes. You,
it's so funny that you can look at someone doing essentially the same thing that you are. Like, you're right. Making music, and you've studied this and done this all your life. Like, of course you're going to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I see some.
Right. It's like, oh, no, if you can sing, you can sing. It's like, that's not entirely true. It's like, there's so much training that I'd never realized went into it until I met Shayla. So,
yeah,
that sounds like a good song title.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, why don't we move into your third tune? And it's Friend in You. Is that
mm-hmm.
is that correct?
Yep.
Is there any background with this tune or backstory that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. When we were writing and recording for my last CD, we wanted a fifth song. And we thought about using one song and didn't use it, but liked the feel. So this song actually started with a drum track, which is a very bizarre way to start a song.
Yeah.
And it worked out so well. And it was one of those songs where one thing came right after the other, and we wrote the song in no time. We started recording it before we started the lyrics. And I think it's my favorite song that we have. And it can be related to different people, different situations, different relationships. But it's about having that one special relationship that really just pulls you through.
Great. Well, we'll hear that now. We're live in WMUK's Takeda studio with Shayla Brown and Robbie Coates, and this is their tune, Friend in You.
I've tasted the hurt of a goodbye kiss. Then I care to admit, life has shook me up and pushed me down. But you've never left, you've always been around. I know I've got a friend in you, always there to pull. Everywhere, the hope I hold to is I've got a friend in you. I've had my fair share of friends throughout the years, laughed and loved and lost who I held so near. But you're the one that I cannot replace.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Really powerful lyrics, and it just means even more singing you right here.
Yeah.
Laying into all of it. It's wonderful. If people want to find out more about Shayla Brown and her band, where mm-hmm. should they go?
The best place would be our Facebook page. So Facebook, and it's our fan page. It's just my first name. I'll spell that out. S-H-E-L-A-G-H. So if you like our fan page, we keep all of our performance dates on there, and we're always letting you know where we'll be next.
Well, I'd like to thank the both of you for coming in today. It's been great listening to all your music and getting a front row seat to everything.
You're welcome.
I'd also like to thank Martin Clem for engineering this.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Craig,
thank
us.
You.
Wonderful.
A lot of fun.
Craig Freeman contributes music features to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. His work can be heard on our website, WMUK.org. Today he spoke with Shayla Brown and Robbie Coates, who can be found at Shayla Brown Music on Facebook. Thanks to the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation for supporting music features on WMUK. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.